Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Hannah in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
One passed and one failed, and both of those votes could end up impacting livestock agriculture for future generations. One is State Question 777 in Oklahoma, and we've talked about that quite a bit. But the other is State Question 3, which was on the Massachusetts ballot and was approved easily by Massachusetts voters at the urging of the Humane Society of the U.S. and others. They spent a couple of $1 million getting that particular measure passed. Hannah Thompson with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says this Massachusetts vote is something that a lot of livestock producers will be dealing with for years to come.
The Massachusetts initiative dealt with confinement housing systems for animals. The biggest argument there, the biggest one that got news, was cages for laying hens, which obviously has been a big topic over the past couple years with a lot of retailers being pressured by activist groups to make policies about selling eggs from cage-free systems. So that ballot push there in Massachusetts, which was very well funded by the Humane Society of the United States, they gave over $2 million, which was 90% of the support campaign's budget, came from HSUS. You know, not from Massachusetts. It was by no means a grassroots effort. It was HSUS pushing this and funding it and getting their staff there on the ground to promote it. There was kind of an opposition campaign that was formed. A local anti-poverty advocate spoke out and talked about food prices and how this restricts choice, and that 90% of consumers are making the choice to buy conventional eggs because that's what they can afford and that's affordable to them. And unfortunately, they're now going to lose that choice. It's going to be taken from them because this measure was passed.
And the Massachusetts initiative also dealt with how hogs are raised, veal raise, and is pointed at livestock producers outside of Massachusetts, saying you've got to conform to our standards if you want to sell products into our state.
Yes, this initiative here in Massachusetts, it did not just apply to farms in Massachusetts, which there was literally one that will be impacted. That's exactly why HSUS chose Massachusetts. There was also an initiative on the ballot about legalizing marijuana that they knew would get a lot of attention, get a lot of voters out. So that's why they chose Massachusetts. It's because they don't have a strong agriculture industry that was going to stand up against this and be personally affected. But the hook is, it also applies to anything sold in Massachusetts. So any farm, any producer whose product ends up on the shelves in Massachusetts is going to be affected by this. And these groups are going to continue to look at other states to pass similar legislation. And they're going to continue to pressure restaurant and retail and food service leaders because they've realized if they can get them on board, that's going to be a nationwide policy a lot faster than a ballot initiative. So we just need to be watching all of these different angles and figuring out how we can get the true word out about what we do and what practices exist and why we do it that way.
What's the bigger message in your mind about this? I guess it's a real battle. It's a real war, it seems like, that we're continuing to see maybe ramped up against how we produce animal protein.
I think the biggest thing that we're seeing is just this slow and steady gradual attack of different production practices. It was cage-free eggs. Now it's broilers is the focus. They're attacking breeds of chickens that grow quickly. They're attacking how those chickens are housed, how they're raised, and they're going to move to something else later on. So I think in animal agriculture, we have to all be united. It might not be us on the plate today, but it will be tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, it'll be next week, next year. If we're producing food and using animals, they're going to come after us eventually. And that also applies, you know, if you're a small producer, if you're organic, if you're local, if you're no antibiotics ever, even if you're in one of those niche markets that right now maybe they're leaving alone, you're still still producing meat, and they don't want us to be eating meat. HSUS has a 15 member meatless transition team who their full-time job is to get restaurants, retailers, food service institutions to serve less meat. And they're not discriminating about what kind of meat it is or what kind of farm it came from. So we will all be on the plate eventually, so we all need to work together to combat this messaging.
On the plate to get taken off the plate.
Yes, exactly. We'll be on the plate for dinner and then never again on consumers' plates.
Hannah Thompson with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.